MW.
All right, we're back. Good morning, you Friday folk. Not the clouds keeping us company. You're 17 degrees where we're at. Welcome to this last day of January, January the 31st. We're taking it out in style with the multi-award-winning Brianna Koval in here from Wilkin County Emergency. Don't roll your eyes at me.
I don't know why you need to say that.
Because it's true, okay? Not just a few awards, a lot of awards. Because you're good at what you do. Just admit it and let's move on.
That's fine. Moving on.
Moving on. We're going to talk about the FEMA app today.
Yes.
Which I wasn't even aware that they had an app.
Going to be honest with you, I only found out about it recently.
Okay.
And I like to consider myself fairly well educated on
things
like that.
You are very well educated, yeah.
But I was not familiar with it until recently, and I think it's because they did an update. So now the app is just more widely known. So
okay.
FEMA actually has an app that will give you all of the wonderful preparedness information that I try to give you every week.
All right.
It's kind of a one-stop shop where there's links to videos on there that'll tell you how to be prepared. There's links to lists on what you would need in a winter survival kit, in your home emergency kit, tips on what you can have in a first aid kit, how you can prepare yourself financially to deal with a disaster, all of these different things. It also has a function on there where you can receive weather warnings, which we do have services around here that are free of charge as well.
Of course.
We have Code Red that you can subscribe to in Wilkin County and Everbridge in Richland County that can provide that information, plus, you know, all the different weather apps. But this is a one-stop shop where it can provide that as well. And then as just an added bonus on top of that, if you are in the unfortunate situation where you're ever experiencing a federal disaster and you are eligible for aid, that is a portal of information that would tell you how to apply, where to go, all of the different things. So it's really a one-stop shop app that you can get through, you know, Google or Apple. So it's great. So download it. It's free. Explore it. See if you like it. See if there's some information on there that you can use, which I guarantee you there will be.
Right.
And then just have it in your pocket as it's just a little resource that tells you all the things that you need to know.
Well, riddle me this, okay? You mentioned federal disaster. What is kind of, and I know this is big. This is a big question. Kind of thumbnail. What is the criteria from going from like a local to a regional to a federal disaster? I mean, what are we talking?
Well, it has to do with monetary damages.
That's kind of what I was
and
thinking.
And the types of damages.
Okay.
And then that varies based on the population of your jurisdiction. So you have to hit a certain threshold locally before you're eligible for state disaster assistance with public infrastructure. And then when it comes to a federal disaster that would have public assistance infrastructure or individual assistance for the regular people, you have to hit a threshold for the entire state. So then they start grouping places together.
Okay, so there is a level of criteria that
exactly.
you have to. Okay,
exactly. And that would, you know, get you to that presidential disaster declaration. But there's a lot of nuances and different things that factor into that as well to actually get to that point.
Okay.
That's why whenever we have large flooding around here, the counties are grouped together to hit that threshold that we would need to apply as a region or as a state for that presidential disaster declaration.
All right.
Yeah. So there's a lot that goes into it.
And getting back to last week, we don't have much to worry about in the way of flooding.
Well, you never want to say that.
Well, yeah. I know, but unless February is really crazy weather-wise.
Right. It's looking pretty okay.
Okay.
And frankly, the mild weather that we've had recently is helping to ripen that snowpack. So right now, if you take a handful of snow, it's pretty crystallized, pretty icy. It's not that fun, fluffy snow that we had earlier in the season, which means a lot of the water content has seeped out of it. It hasn't gone into the ground because the ground is frozen, but it just means that when it does get warmer, that snowpack is going to melt a little quicker. And then we'll see what happens with that because you always have to factor in spring rains and all of that stuff. And it's way too far to even start discussing that. But right now, the outlook looks pretty okay.
See, you've taught me so many things. I didn't know that snow could get ripe. You taught me that, yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
So there you go. I got to touch on one thing, too, and we usually don't talk about this till April. But if there's people out there, too, got stuff to recycle, you're still open for that.
correct? Yes, absolutely. We are open year-round, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, and Saturdays 8 until noon. Some people think that we only take aluminum cans in April, but no, we take them all year long, plus all of your other recyclables. It's just in April we have that premium price where we try to bump up what we're going to pay you a little bit, just to give you an extra incentive to clean everything out that you may have been saving all winter long or all year long or all decade long, depending on how long you want to hoard that aluminum. But yeah, we're open all year. So we're there to take your plastic, aluminum, tin, newsprint, magazines, phone books, oil filters, tires, light bulbs, shredded paper, cardboard.
You name it. That is impressive. Yeah. Seriously, that's an impressive list.
I have been getting a lot of questions lately about when we take paint and household hazardous waste again. We don't accept that until May. Okay. It's the third Wednesday, May through September, so we take that during those warm months, always the third Wednesday from 10 until 2. So keep that in mind if you're doing a little bit of preemptive spring cleaning because it's been nice out, box that stuff up, set it aside, and then bring that to us in May.
All right. And you're an archery mom. Your son's an archery, but there's nothing going on there.
Yep.
But
we don't have a tournament this weekend, which is okay.
You're a scout mom, too.
Yes.
And you got something coming up.
Yes, it is Scout Sunday on Sunday. Our local troop and the pack are going to be helping over at Bethel Lutheran. And they have their pancake feed from 8 until 1 on Sunday. So come by for all-you-can-eat pancakes and sausage. It's free will offering. So come and support our Scouts.
Scout's going to feed you good on Sunday. I love that.
Yes. Well, and we helped the pack with their Pinewood Derby last weekend.
How did that go, by the way?
It went really well. The kids were really excited. There was a lot of fun cars. And we had the pancake feed along with that. And it was great. The sausage we have this year is awesome. So it's a different kind than we've had in the past. Very, very good.
Okay.
All right. Come down to Bethel from 8 until 1 on Sunday and get some pancakes.
Fantastic. Yeah. Love it when you stop in, see?
Absolutely.
We were wondering what we were going to talk about today. I know, and I've had enough of the gloom for one winter. So, yeah, glad to be done with January. Are you going to be in next week?
Yes, I will.
All right, Brianna Colville stopping by next week, too. And we talk with Brianna, Wilkin County Emergency Services, every Friday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I